So once again, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful feast today. You know, we contemplate the Most Holy Trinity. It's said that it's a preacher's nightmare because there's so much depth of knowledge to understand, you know, what this Holy Trinity is all about. Yet, however, I don't think so, because I think even a mere child can understand the bountiful goodness that God has provided for us by coming to us in this way. You know, I can remember when my brother died, 21 years old. We were distraught. Didn't know what to do. I was in seminary at the time. But it was during that time that I latched onto and cherished the relationship I had with my brother Jesus. He became like a brother to me during that time. And all that kind of relationship occurred at a degree I'd never experienced before. You know, there we were, Jesus and I, doing everything that we could to make a difference in the world, to bring the power of His Holy Spirit to all that we could. Recently, though, I've been focusing on God the Father. Well, why? Well, my dad passed away just a few years ago. He was a great dad. You know, if he had faults, it wasn't for lack of trying. I mean, he was a mighty man, a holy man. And he's greatly missed by me. But it was during that time that I really contemplated and appreciated God as Father. I call out to Him in prayer often, Abba. You know, that's that more affectionate term. Actually translates to Papa, or even the word we use today, Dad or Daddy. You know, He wants to hold us, I understood. You know, He wants the best for us. He's beckoning us to strive for the best. My dad did that too, in all the ways that he could. But first of all, what he did is he led by example. You know, he had a fervor for life and an understanding that, you know, God created each one of us for a real purpose in our lives. This past week, I had the great pleasure to be on Dr. Taylor Marshall's podcast, and we discussed a lot of these things on his show. Listen, if you get a chance, listen to her, watch it. It's on our parish website. It's also on our parish Facebook page. You can find it at RomanCatholicMan.com, or you can just Google Dr. Taylor Marshall. It was a great time together that we had. But I want you to know that I spent a lot of that hour and 10 minutes, I think it was, gushing about you. I mean, go and listen to it. You know, I said, it's amazing what you people are doing and how you're living, how you're worshiping, how you're setting yourself as a light on a lampstand for all to see, especially your children. You know, you understand, you, and I use the term in this interview I had with him, you've red-pilled, that's a common expression today, but it means you've kind of awakened, or you've had an epiphany, or you've come to understand the real truth about things. And you have. And you've understood that this life of ours is not to be lived for ourselves, but for Christ who lives in me. And that brings all meaning and purpose in our lives. But more than that, it gives us that inner peace, that inner joy. So that what? So that we can go out and change the world. By what? By bearing fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, self-control, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's by this amazing light that we do true evangelization. I said on the show, it's not so, evangelization isn't so much putting on a tie and knocking on doors and quoting scripture. It's letting people see that your life is changed. Letting people take notice. I drew attention to the first Christians. You know, they multiplied rapidly. Why? Because people looked at these first Christians and went, what? What the heck? What is going on with you? You're so loving. You're so joyful. You know, you're so caring. You're so selfless. And I said this too. I said, where is that coming from? You know where it's coming from? By and large, what we're doing here right now. We're coming here together as a family of God, and we're worshiping to the best of our ability. And when you do that, all of a sudden, again, this awakening occurs. And you're more easily able to look up on this altar during this Mass and say, wow, I guess that is God. I guess that is God. And that has implications. It means that once I confess this, then I need to confess what my life is intended to be. I'm a child of God. You know, do what I've been doing a lot since my dad passed away. Let Abba, Papa, Daddy, just hold you. Just hold you. Like we hold a toddler in our hands. Let him show you how much he loves you. Because why? Because when we let that kind of love get inside of us, it changes us. It changes us. I said, this is what we receive. We see that gift of awe and wonder. Fear of the Lord. But fear of the Lord, again, is fear of, I love you so much. You are so amazing. That I can't even imagine offending you. I fear disappointing you. That's what it means. And so when he's holding you in his arms, when he's beckoning you to be the best that you could possibly be, when he's whispering in your heart, we are changed. We are changed. And that change now has the capability of changing those around us. They'll see your life and they go, I get it. I understand. You found something. You found the love of the Lord. And they go, by your profound witness, by the reality that Christ lives in you, I want in. Lead me through the door of awe and wonder into the divine life. Help me to understand what you've come to understand. Help me to let Abba, Daddy, love me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.